And we keeping that. What up, y'all? This is Panda AOD.
And Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate. And you are listening to?
Baycast.
Baycast.
Hey, Bay. All right.
Okay. We're gonna get to a point where that's not that funny to me, but I love our intro. So what we want to talk to you guys about is the wedding we covered last week. It was so much fun.
Yes, it was. It was dope. I liked it.
Nate did an amazing job.
Yeah. So look forward to that video coming soon.
Listen, it was very labor intensive. Would you say so?
If that includes me being on my feet 24/7, walking everywhere back and forth. Hell yeah.
It was an outside wedding. It was like indoor, outdoors in a barn. Shout out to Honey Farm. The Honey Farm is such a beautiful venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely was. And I don't want to damper the topic, but I was approached by so many people asking me like, oh, do you have a drone? This would be a lovely venue to have a drone. And I was like, no, I don't at the moment, but I'm working on it.
He had a drone.
I mean, yes, I had a drone, but it's not operating at the moment. But in order to fly a drone like that, this is a little geek tip, you need what is called a FAA Part 107 to fly commercially if you're getting paid for a project. And ironically enough, today I took my FAA Part 107 test.
I didn't know he was going to discuss this with y'all, so this is a treat.
And guess what? I didn't pass. I did not pass.
He missed one question that prevented him from passing, so he will pass the test next time.
Yeah. So that is why I have my hoodie up and my thing tied tight.
So, y'all, Nate has a drone. He hasn't flown it because he didn't have his license. And I don't know about everywhere. I hope everywhere. But in the state of Ohio, you can't operate a drone as far as for videography unless you have the license that he spoke of.
Yeah, that's nationwide. So it's a test that you have to pass nationwide to fly your drone commercially. And I was going to treat myself once I passed to getting a new drone. And what sucked even more about it was the testing center was right down the street from a Best Buy. And I was so looking forward to using the money I saved so very hard for and the points that I accumulated on my Best Buy card to go towards an awesome new drone. But that's not going to happen just yet.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I will say he studied hard. He knew his stuff. He was one question short of passing. So he will definitely knock it out of the park next time. And his strife right now that he's feeling is a testament to someone who works hard, who values their craft, puts into their craft, and really is taking that next step to be official. Because some places, they don't ask for your drone license, but you should be responsible. The whole point of the drone license is that there are aircrafts that fly as far as helicopters, airplanes,
parachuters,
so many different things, and drones get up really high, and they also show up on the air traffic control. So you should be very responsible when operating a drone, and that's why he's getting his license, and he will pass the test next time. So anybody watching this, just send him some good energy, just give Nate some encouragement. If you pass the test, send him some tips. But he really does have it. He just needs to give himself a little bit more time and study a little bit more, and he'll pass the next time.
Ditto.
So, another update is the wedding update. We have our engagement party location, hopefully. We go check that out. I go check that out this Saturday at noon. He has prior engagements, but I'll take pictures, and we'll decide on what we want to do.
Prior engagements?
Yeah.
That sounds so politically correct. But no.
We'll take pictures and decide what we really want to do, if we want to move forward with that. But we are having our engagement party, and we're locking things in. We're rocking and rolling with the wedding. We're still looking for our wedding videographer, and we're looking for our DJ. But we are...
Shameless plug. Anybody out there watching, listening...
But we got a couple, I got a couple referrals, and so we're working on it, but everything's coming together. We're confident that God will allow us to have this beautiful day, and God willing, after that, we'll be able to look forward to future things, like getting a house.
House! Yes!
So... I'm just super excited. I just felt really good today. And then I had put something on Facebook that said, there's not a lot of bad people that I know. Because I thought about it. I'm like, man, sometimes when you feel funky about people, like, it could really just be different forms of communication. So I was thinking about that. And I was like, you know, one thing I can say is, I don't know a lot of bad people. I know a lot of people who are trying to figure things out. So... you should always have grace. But then also, another thing I was thinking was, you should have grace for people, but you don't always have to tolerate people. So with those two things coupled together, that's how I've been trying to navigate my relationships, my communication. If there's something that I don't know what's going on, if there's just always this energy or this vibe, then at the end of the day, if I don't know what's going on, then I really don't have an opinion either or. Like, I'm trying to get to the point now in my life where if things are off with anybody, with a friend, with a coworker, even though I work for myself now, but thinking of previous times, I don't really have to, you don't have to have a bad energy or a bad feeling about somebody just because things are off. You just don't understand what it is, and that's okay.
Let it be. Let it be. Stress yourself out about it.
Another thing we wanted to talk about is COVID, because it is creeping up, and it's creeping up in a very different way. Like, the first strand, it was affecting the elder population, and, you know, it was wiping people out in general. It hit some 20-something-year-olds, 30-something-year-olds really fast, really unexpected, shut everything down. We opened back up, which a lot of us would agree wasn't the right time, and we've been kind of open ever since, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, folks was, I was still thinking, I'm like, COVID? We talking about COVID, but yeah.
No. I told you this in the studio, but you just don't pay attention.
Talk about a lot of things, but yeah, what about being open?
But with COVID... ever since they said open, like, no, once they removed the mask mandate.
That's what I was thinking.
And me and Nate were in Kroger. When we found out they removed the mask mandate, we were going to pick up a bottle because it was like the weekend. We were just ready to have a good time. And our good time is like, we are old when it comes to turning up. So
we.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I warned my brother with Nate because he's trying to get his hands in the bachelor festivities. And I was like, just take it easy. Just take it easy on him.
First of all, you ain't going to be talking
as if I'm a lightweight.
I'm not a lightweight. I know how to handle mine.
Yeah, okay.
I take mine.
You do know how to handle yours, but I'm saying you get to a good place and you're good. Like,
that doesn't mean I'm a lightweight. That means I know where my stopping point is.
No, you are a lightweight, though.
How am I a lightweight?
Because you don't drink a lot.
Okay. But just because I don't drink a lot don't mean I have... not to say I advise having a high tolerance. But it doesn't mean I don't have a higher tolerance.
Well, I haven't seen your high tolerance. And I'm not challenging you.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying that was my perspective.
Well, your perspective is wrong.
Okay. So, let the record be known that Nate is not a lightweight.
I don't need to know. Oh, my God. You trying to make it sound like a scoreboard. Like, oh, let the record be... No, I'm just telling you because I know me. I'm not a lightweight. Oh, my God. This is what I deal with, y'all.
But no,
this
listen.
Is what I deal with.
But listen, so we were at the store getting a bottle just to have a good weekend, just relax. And the lady, I think it was close to 4th of July, but the lady in the liquor store... asked the cashier about the mask mandate, and he said it was open and, like, you know, you could take off your mask. She literally ripped her mask off of her face and was like, thank God. And it was just so uncomfortable for me because a little old white lady, cool, you know, no issues. But the way her demeanor was so off-putting. And then, not with the ripping off the mask, just her demeanor in general. And then when she turned towards us to leave the liquor store, she looked at me and Nate straight in our eye and just, like, Nate, he's, like, a nice person always. So he, like, gave her a little, like, gesture, like a head nod. And this lady didn't make a move. She didn't change her facial expression. She basically did a blank stare. And I had turned to Nate. I was like, see, that's why you gotta, like, sometimes you gotta let people react to you. Because it's been too many times where I done went out of my way to smile or give a gesture to someone and they didn't return it.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of times that it happened to me, like that situation too, but I just keep doing what I do, keep it moving. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do me.
And I feel you. And I was trying to say that in a way where it wasn't offensive, so I think we're just gonna stop there with that.
Anywho, what else you got on the docket?
So, I mean, one thing, I was not expecting you to express your test situation. So hats off to you. That's growth right there. He was so mad, y'all. Like,
I want to do a segment or a little part where I'm going to bleep out like, man, that test.
He was so mad. And I think that's a good thing to hit on, too. Is like, our relationship is so dope. Like, we in the trenches with this relationship. Like, we ain't going nowhere. And it's crazy because I hate when he's upset and I can do nothing about it. Like, kind of today kind of took me to the point where when he got robbed and we was in Dayton, like, he still lived in Dayton, and they literally got everything. They got his equipment. They got his guns. It was just all of this stuff.
They got a gun. They got a gun, which I still got on record that they better find that.
They got a gun. They got his equipment. They got his computer. They took Sprite out his car.
I'm about to say, yeah, hold on. Like, you talking about thirsty, literally. They took my gym bag with my shoes, with my iPod in it. But then out of all the things that they took my, I forget how big the case was, but it was the large case of Sprite. And they took that too.
24 pack.
Probably. They took all that. I'm like, man.
It was horrible. Like, when we went outside, we had opened the car because we was about to go somewhere, probably like my parents' house or something.
Everything was open.
And I was looking, I was like, babe, why is your...
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I remember that. You sat down, you had your back towards me, getting in the passenger seat, and you went to swing your legs over, and I went in, and I'm like, babe, did you open that glove box? And he was like, no. And I looked down, and I saw that armrest was open, and I'm like, man, what's all this trash? And I reached down, I was like, oh, damn, yeah. They got me.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly how it happened. And it was like, I was sitting there, like, kind of in shock, like, picking up where he, like, he was in such shock. Like, he knew somebody went through his car. That I was trying to adjust and figure out what the heck was going on. So, like, that was crazy because then he made the necessary calls. We went in the house, and he was so pissed, so stressed out, so upset. The good thing about it was I was able to be calm about it, and because he was prepared and he was a grown man, so he had, like, his renter's insurance and all of those things, everything was covered.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm was there.
So, another tip to y'all is, if you are, regardless, you should have renter's insurance, you should have car insurance, all of that stuff.
Insurance, period.
But, if you have renter's insurance, your car is parked at your apartment or wherever you stay at, and somebody robs you, you should, if you have a good insurance person, which Nate has State Farm, you should be covered. And thank God everything that was stolen was covered, so he was literally able to get everything back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that really taught me a lot about, you know, just resiliency and really just fighting through obstacles and challenges, because he copped everything back. He started booking more shoots. Money just started coming in. And it's not like, you know, money was flooding through the walls. Like, we still live very modestly, but he hasn't slowed down since. And I think that's important, because even what he was talking about with his test today, like, we all gonna come through stuff that's gonna make us slow down, or it's gonna hit us like, whoa, like, we didn't expect that. But mm-hmm. you just have to keep going. You have to try again. You have to do what you gotta do, because what is the other option? The other option is to do what? The opposite? To not do it anymore?
Quit. I'm like, shoot, I already done studied all this and learned about that METAR chart and sectional charts and aeronautical stuff. I'm like, I ain't no daggone pilot, but I gotta know the stuff to do it and fly it to make money. So I'm like,
I was calling him a pilot all this morning. I was like, you gonna come back, you gonna be a drone pilot, da da da. And I still believe that, and it's gonna happen. He was one question short.
Because on the test, you're able to miss up to 18 questions, and I missed 19. And so I did the math with the total amount of questions asked and the total amount answered. I answered about 40 questions correct. You need about 42 to get a 70. So I missed it by one question, 2 points. And that deserves a middle finger.
Really, you're going to flick off the camera?
I'm going to bleep it out.
But no, I feel like, honestly, he's going to pass it the next time. I 100% believe it. We're going to speak that into existence now. And we're going to keep it moving. I mean, that's the name of the game. That's what we've been doing. You know, we are the type of couple that grinds it out, that continues to push ourselves forward. You know, anytime we want to elevate our craft, it may be a test you have to take. It may be equipment you have to buy. It may be, a relationship you might have to distance yourself from, or you might have to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
A lot of variables.
You just got to be able to be a chameleon and kind of like shift and change with everything else, with the ebbs and flows of life.
The ebbs and flows sound like you done been here before. Like, you got some salt in the game, as you say. You got some salt in the game?
Yes, I do.
This is real.
You've been with me long enough to know a sister got some salt in the game, okay?
Ooh. I ain't gonna do that to you. I was like,
what you gonna say?
Speaking of salt.
No, first of all,
tell me put your
before
foot,
listening,
tell
y'all,
me putting your foot.
First of all, that stir fry was the truth.
I didn't say it wasn't the truth. Okay. It was good.
Listen,
but
y'all.
But remember, I made mine.
No, I like mine better today.
Ooh, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie.
Listen,
I'm not going to vouch for that.
He can cook, and I appreciate it. But before getting with Nate, I was on a very, not even strict, but I was on a very clean diet. Like, I only seasoned my food with lemon juice, salt, and pepper. And it was lightly. And I only used olive oil. I ate fruits and vegetables and all of that stuff. And anytime I would eat, like, you know, I don't know, something out of the ordinary, a slice of pizza or something, was every so often. Not that it's a problem, but my body just had completely detoxed. I worked at a juice bar when I first moved to Columbus. In college, I ran a lot. So I just was on a very, like, even level. Get with him.
Whoa. He ain't gonna make it. He ain't gonna set it up.
His food is good. It's great. But I'm still trying to get back to my clean diet. Like, So my seasoning is based off of my palate. His seasoning is based off of his palate.
Which
Nate's
is most
never
so
done a cleanse. He's never done a detox.
First of all, my palate is more so Southern and homegrown. Your palate Blank canvas. I
think. You said it like you don't like my cooking.
I didn't say I ain't like your cooking. I'm just saying, if you was to ask me, you know what? It's not a competition about who cooks dinner the most, but it's more so.
It wasn't even about who cooked dinner the most.
Exactly. That's why I want. That's why I'm gonna bring it up. But nah, the topic was seasoning. And then I'm just saying, well, I remember you just specifically telling me you don't like cooking chicken like that. And
hang it up. Throw it away. Throw it away. Hang it up.
No.
Because this chicken that I cooked tonight was on point, period.
It was nice. Who cut the chicken? Who
You cut it. I cleaned it. I soaked it. Mm-hmm. In the soy sauce, and I put it on the pan to stir fry.
Only to stir. Okay, so pretty
and
much
you're gonna say the vegetables was on point.
Vegetables was on point for sure. Everything was on point. Vegetable but, grant. Chicken couldn't use a little bit more.
Mind y'all, seasoned it or I marinated it in soy sauce. So listen, that's a lot of salt.
Okay, I get
he
that.
He wanted salt on top no, of salt. No, no. Salt on salt on salt.
No, no, no. It's okay, so the thing is with chicken or any food, like when you season, when you put the seasoning on, you stir it. You make sure that it's dispersed around all of it. You just don't put a big old dab of salt because that salt isn't just going to be in that one spot. It's going to be dispersed all
over.
For
those of y'all who actually go to like hibachi places, stir fry places like Benihana's or like
they put salt on it.
Any of those places. When you pick that fish or that chicken up before you give it to them, the ones where you put it all on a plate first and hand it to them, does that chicken have any? First of all, that chicken ain't even marinated.
First of all, you talk about Mongolian Grill. And
no, I've never been to Mongolian Grill.
Well, that's pretty much what you just explained. Because if you talking about hibachi and stuff like that.
Hibachi is the same way. The hibachi place.
You don't.
We ain't. Okay, well, hold on. We ain't about to do our petty couple argument.
No, this ain't a petty couple argument. I'm just saying.
No, because I'm saying they not going to want to hear this the whole time. But I'm going to end it with this on my part.
No, we ain't going. Hold on. No. Well, no.
The place I took you in Toledo when we went back up there and we got that hibachi to go is the experience I was explaining. That's hibachi.
Sit down and they cook it in front of you.
Yes, but it's. The chicken is not seasoned.
They season it as they cook it. That's what I'm saying.
They soak it with they put the soy sauce on it. They put a little oil on the thing and they put a little bit of seasoning. They don't season that
so
chicken.
So even then, they season it. That's
just
what I'm
like
saying.
My chicken was on point. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. So what else you got?
You heard.
Max loves me. Come on, what you got?
Dang, girl. What you got? What you got? What you... Dang. I just said what I had.
I came up with the topics that we did thus far.
No, I did the drone.
No, you did that unexpectedly.
That's the topic.
What else do you have? So, what we got up for this weekend? We have a birthday party that we are going to in Dayton. Shout out to Ron. Ronald Blake of Streetlight ENT.
What's up?
So, we got a birthday party. We got a dog show.
Yes.
That my brother is in, Matthew.
Executive Class Kennels.
Executive Class Kennels. And then... Oh, is that it? Oh, And I'm looking at the venue for the engagement party.
I have prior engagements.
Shout out to, I won't shout them out until after I see it, and then I'll shout them out in the next episode. I'm sure it'll be a good one, though.
Ooh. Y'all see my hair is popping. It's long.
Nate's hair is growing. Another thing, it has been so hard trying to find vendors, like videographers, photographers for the wedding. We did lock in our photographer. Shout out Aaron. Great.
Second
Aaron
plug. Gayer.
But I say all that to say, remember when I told y'all that Nate barely involved in the planning?
That's it, guys. Good night.
Listen, I'm gonna catch him on video next time. He ain't even gonna know.
You see that sneakiness? You hear that?
He's not gonna know.
Oh, he ain't gonna know. He ain't gonna know.
Because he be trying to listen. Every time I say this on the podcast, he be like, nah, what you talking about?
Exactly.
I be involved.
I do be involved. But just because I don't be as quick or as urgent as you
are. Our wedding is September next year. Everybody who I've talked to in the wedding industry, which a lot of them we talked to at the wedding we just shot in Springboro.
Yeah.
Was that Springboro? That was not Springboro. Maybe.
Lebanon. That was in Lebanon.
Everybody who we talked to there who are wedding in the wedding industry said that we need to start planning now. They were like, yeah, things are booking up. We're actually doing, they're all doing 2 years worth of weddings because everyone who had their weddings planned prior to COVID had to stop their planning. And so this year, once everything opened up, the wedding started getting booked. So not only are they booking from pre-COVID weddings, they're booking the current weddings, and then they're booking weddings into 2022. So there's no...
Or 2023.
2023. So there's no, like, we need to make sure we're locking everything in, which we're pretty stable.
We are.
We're pretty stable, thanks to me.
See, now, that's the thing I don't like. I'll give credit when credit is due, but you come on now. Yeah, that's a collaborative effort. And now, hey.
You proposed.
You damn right I did. You damn right I did.
Congrats, babe. Thank you. Thank you for asking for my hand in marriage.
Our ring.
My ring.
Our ring.
All right, y'all. That's all we got.
Yeah, man. It's pretty much just a short little, you know,
discussion. We're definitely hammering this out. Like, you know, we said we're going to start releasing on Thursdays. This is still Thursday. But we'll get it out.
What you gotta say that for?
You can cut it out.
Nah, that's staying in. Because I cut the last thing out that I thought was funny as hell. You like, nah. I'm serious.
Peace.
Love.
Bae.
Baycast.
Baycast.